This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
6 years ago, Wes Hahn was asked by his potential new employer, the Trillium Lakes District School Board, if he would support and pursue the creation of an outdoor education center should he become the board's new director. His answer then was an enthusiastic yes. Fast forward through the challenging years of the COVID-19 pandemic and other more pressing board priorities to the recent announcement that Minden will be the site for a new outdoor education and Indigenous center. Canoe FM spoke with Hahn recently to hear more about the new center and how it went from a dream to a reality. Hahn is thrilled construction will begin as soon as the snow melts here in Haliburton County.
I remember preparing for the interview and really the culture, the passion of TLDSB is outdoor learning. There are so many people care about being in nature, being outdoors. Many of our playgrounds and many of our staff have lots of training and put kids in positions where they're experiencing that. But at the end of the interview, one of the trustees said, you know, we're passionate about learning and outdoor learning. Is there any chance that you, through your time here, might be able to work with us to build an outdoor ed center? And I said, absolutely. And the reason they asked that is because my previous board, I've been part of a build of an outdoor ed center at the District School Board of Niagara and had experienced that with the team there building it and saw the benefits that kids had. And so I said, absolutely, I'd love to be part of that. And that's how that whole process got started. And then about a year and a half ago, we started talking with staff again, and we brought together a group of about 25 educators across the system, passionate people who had training I never even knew existed, wilderness level 3, canoe, all these survival training. I mean, these people cared about nature, cared about outdoor education, and we started to brainstorm what it might look like. And of course, then as we approached last year, we started looking at, you know, applying to the ministry to do this. And then, of course, we applied for that in August and then got the final approval in early January that we could go ahead with this. So, yeah, a long haul, almost 6 years in the making to kind of get to this point.
The new 3,000 square foot center is expected to cost $1.2 million, which will come out of the board's capital reserves and be used by students from kindergarten up to grade 12. Set on the board's own 90-plus acres beside Archie Stouffer Elementary School, the center will provide leadership and team building, environmental learning, including orienteering, mapping, flora and fauna identification and ecology, physical education like skiing, snowshoeing, and hiking, Indigenous teaching from elders and knowledge keepers, and activities such as collecting maple sap, studying animal tracks, and exploring the Canadian Shield. Hahn says now that the ministry has approved the plan, tenders will go out and construction won't be too far behind. He hopes to get shovels in the ground soon.
We have to report in steps along that plan to make sure that we're fiscally responsible and building it accordingly to the money that we said it would be. We couldn't move ahead. Part of the ministry guideline is that until it's approved and the embargo is lifted, you can't really start to go out and tender and do all those things. So we did a little bit of work prior, hoping and praying that this would happen. So we do have some of those things ready to go. It'll go out. We have a tendering process that is regulated. We have to follow it. It goes out. We get bids, all that stuff that our facilities side looks after. That will start coming in. And then we get architects to do all sorts of stuff. And then we can start in the spring of 2026. As soon as we can get in when the land is, you know, we can get our machinery in there and do all the things that are required. But we've been working with the town already for the last couple of months, sewer, water, bylaws, permits, just doing some homework to make sure we're connected to the town and they know that we're ready to go. It's property owned by the board. It's been with the board for a number of years. It's located next to Archie Stouffer and the media release and 90 acres, just a beautiful prime land to do this sort of thing. We're going to put groom trails. We're going to have probably about 4 acres of groom property for overnight camping for older students, but it's mainly a day program.
The building will feature open space for presentations, drum circles, and the like, as well as a second level, a kitchenette, and washrooms. Hahn says the goal is to create a building that blends into the setting while using sustainable materials that fit both into the budget and the design.
Yes, we're looking at materials and design that fits the outdoor. Obviously, we want it to kind of blend in and feel like a natural environment. And we're going to be working with our Indigenous partners and our outdoor ed team to kind of see what is really required to make this a really good fit for kids, staff, and the outdoor environment. So this is when the fun begins. This is where we get to kind of, you know, design and put it together and do all these great things. So we can hardly wait.
A critical component of the new outdoor education center is Indigenous teachings. Han says their indigenous partners will have a lot of say in terms of design, curriculum, and the approach at the new center.
We've worked really hard at learning and learning from our Indigenous partners. We have incredible Wata First Nation, and we work with Curve Lake and many other Indigenous partners around our board. We've done a lot of learning, but we have a lot of learning to go. And I think we've been very open to wanting to continue this learning. And I think this environment provides an opportunity to really elevate and promote that learning to our schools. I mean, we do it in the schools now, and we have many of our partners that go into our buildings and do great work. But I think something like this really highlights the importance of it. And, you know, as kids come to this environment to learn from our Indigenous partners, what a great experience to go home and go to the dinner table and say what they've been engaged in all day. So yes, it's really important. We've really worked hard to create trust, and we continue need to do that. And we think this is another step in the right direction for that. You know, their voice matters, because what we feel and think might be the right thing for this center, we want their voices. We want to hear what they think we should be doing and how it should look. That's now the next steps. As a matter of fact, over the next month or two, we'll be gathering those voices to make sure that we plan programming properly with their voice in mind.
A groundbreaking ceremony will take place this spring, and the doors of the new Outdoor Education Center are expected to open in May of 2027.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.